Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, here to officially start your weekend by getting you on the air as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most smartphones, it's a free call with Star KTRS. Among the prizes you could win today if you win the challenge, a night of fun at Hollywood Casino, including a night in one of the rooms of the newly renovated hotel. They spent millions to make this place look beautiful. You'll get a room there, plus $50 food and beverage gift card, which you can use at any Hollywood Casino restaurant or bar, like 99 Hops House or Final Cut Steakhouse or Charlie Gito's or the Eat Up Buffet or Celebrity Grill. You can have that prize, or you can have a pair of tickets to Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes, which is coming to the Chaffetz Arena on October 26th. Or you can have a dozen donuts from our friends at Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And if you get all the questions in your category correct, we will give you the bonus prizes for the clean sweep. A gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candici's.net. And a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside that eliminates sweat, makes you look cool, and is really good for the woman in your life who's going through hot flashes. You can find out more about that at BreezyBuddy.com. So that's what we're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to a friend, or say hello to your sponsor, whoever that may be. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say happy Friday to everyone out there.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll turn on the, we'll find out what the categories are for this week. Category one is always our most topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then there's category two, Not As Rich As Bill Gates. Or category three, there's this new movie coming out today called The Snowman, which is getting killed by the critics. It will not be one of the answers in a category called Snowy Showbiz. So, which one would you like, Kim?
How about the first one, please?
Have you been paying attention?
Yes.
All right. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a one-pointer, two, three, four, and five-pointer. That's a total of 15 points you could win. You get them all right. That's the clean sweep. But you don't have to do that to win. You just have to get more than half of the available points. So eight or better will make you a winner. Your category, again, is Have You Been Paying Attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Syrian city did U.S.-backed forces drive ISIS out of what was its de facto capital?
Afghanistan?
No, it's Raqqa, Syria. This week, two Chicago cops were fired, one resigned, and a fourth was suspended for the incident at O'Hare in April, in which 69-year-old Dr. David Dow was taken off an overbooked flight of what airline?
Delta?
United. The LAPD announced this week that, like the NYPD and London's Metropolitan Police, it's investigating sex crimes by what Hollywood mogul?
Harvey Weinstein.
Correct. Who offered a $10 million reward this week for anyone providing information that leads to the impeachment of Donald Trump?
Oh, my gosh. I should know that. Okay, pass.
Which Canadian rock band was Gord Downie, who died this week of brain cancer at 53, the lead singer for?
Pass.
Okay, we're done. Because there's the buzzer, and I didn't have time to go back. The Tragically Hip was the name of his band, and it was Larry Flint, the man behind Hustler, who was offering the reward for information leading to Trump's impeachment. So, Kim, you chose the category of your own free will and just racked up 3 points there in the middle. And as you know, if you don't win on the Harris Challenge, you do get punished. And today I have some new punishment music for you. Thanks to a listener named Dave Aronson who hipped me to this. Bill Murray has a new album out with a cellist who he met in an airport named Jan Vogler and two female violinists whose names are not included on the album for some reason. It's just called Bill Murray, Jan Vogler and Friends. And in there, the album New Worlds includes a West Side Story medley. Which means you gotta
hear. Oh, it sounds perfectly terrible.
Oh, it is. Listen.
I like to be in America. Okay by me in America. Everything free in America. For a small fee in America.
Now, here's the thing about this. Go to another verse there, if you would, Max. Here's the thing about this. Anybody else sings like this, they end up like William Shatner on Priceline commercials. But Bill Murray, for some reason, they love him.
Chromium steel in America. Wired spoke wheel in America. Very big deal in America.
I don't know why this is such a big deal and why he even got an album deal out of it, except that he's Bill freaking Murray. That's it. It's terrible, Kim, and I'm sorry you had to hear it.
Yikes. All right. Well, thank you anyway.
Thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Ed.
Hello. How you doing?
Fine. You want to plug anything?
I just hope everybody has a great weekend. It's supposed to be pretty nice outside, not too bad.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Beautiful today and tomorrow until the rain comes tomorrow night.
Yep.
Here are the category choices for you, Ed. Not as rich as Bill Gates, snowy showbiz, or our new third category, multiple choice week.
I'll do the first one, I guess.
Not as rich as Bill Gates. Okay, this week, Forbes published its annual list of the Forbes 400, the richest people in America. Bill Gates is number one. He's worth $89 billion. These five questions are about other people who are on that list behind him. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company is run by Jeff Bezos, who's number two on the list and worth $81.5 billion?
Amazon?
Correct. With $46.8 billion, which former mayor is the highest-ranked politician on the list at number 8?
Giuliani?
Michael Bloomberg. At number 3 on the list, which renowned investor increased his wealth by $12.5 billion in the last year? He's known as the Oracle of Omaha.
Pass.
What's the last name of the richest woman in America and the world? Is it Walton, Mars, or Winfrey?
Walton.
Correct. What company has put its founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, at number 9 and 10 on the list with a combined worth of $88 billion?
Facebook?
No, it's Google. Back to the number 3 question. At number 3 on the list, the Oracle of Omaha increased his wealth by $12.5 billion in the last year. Who is he?
I have no idea.
His name is Warren Buffett. By the way, you mentioned Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. He's on the list, but the Google guys are right there behind him.
Yeah.
So let's see how you did. You got one for Jeff Bezos and four for Alice Walton. That's only five. We have another piece of the West Side Story medley from Bill Murray that I have to play for you.
There's a place for us. Somewhere. A place for us.
Yeah.
Peace and quiet.
This is okay while he's talking, but let it go, Max.
Wait for us. Somewhere. There's a time for us. Someday, a time for us.
Come on, Bill, you know you want to do it.
Time together with time to spare. To learn, time to care, someday, somewhere,
wow,
we'll find a new way of living.
All right, you can pause it there.
I've been punished enough.
It's like being at the worst karaoke night ever, right?
Yeah, I've been punished enough. And on top of that, he's a Blackhawks and a Cubs fan.
Reason enough to hate him, Ed. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Here's contestant number three. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go ahead and use the 5 seconds and exploit the public airwaves.
Just want to say hi to my wife and my three kids, Linda, Jesse, Jamie, and Joey.
Okay. Three categories for you to choose from, Bill. Snowy showbiz, multiple choice week, or this day in history.
Multiple choice week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state will an elementary school named for Confederate President Jefferson Davis be renamed for Barack Obama? Mississippi, Alabama, or Arkansas?
Alabama.
Mississippi. Which classic rocker is going to become a father again at age 68? David Byrne, Billy Joel, or Bob Seger?
Bob Seger.
Billy Joel. What will be different about the Playmate featured in the November-December issue of Playboy? She's Muslim, she's transgender, or she was born without legs?
Transgender.
Correct. What breed set a new record recently for longest dog tongue? German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, or St. Bernard?
German Shepherd.
St. Bernard. What got a Texas elementary school substitute teacher fired this week? Sexting one of the students, announcing she's an illegal immigrant, or duct taping several students' mouths?
Duct taping mouths.
Duct taping mouths is correct. The St. Bernard with the long tongue is 8-year-old Moochie from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. An 8-inch tongue on that dog.
Wow.
Makes all the other female dogs just go into heat thinking about it. And Billy Joel, whose first child is now 31, is going to have another child with his current wife, Alexis, even though he is 68 years old. He's still playing rock and roll, but what about when the kid gets into high school? That'll be in his 80s. Wow. All right, Bill, let's see how you did here. You got the 3, you got the 5. Hey, that's 8 points, and you're a winner.
Great, thank you.
Congratulations. Hang on, Josh will tell you how you get your prizes, and you can choose the one you want to take home with you. While I go to our next contestant. Hello, Drew.
How are you, Paul?
I'm fine, thanks. How about you? Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got nothing to plug. I am well.
Okay. Snowy Showbiz or This Day in History?
Snowy Showbiz.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Drew, let's play the Harris Challenge. On what 1970s sitcom did Suzanne Summers play Chrissy Snow?
Three's Company.
Correct. In what 2013 animated movie did Josh Gad do the voice of a snowman named Olaf?
Pass.
Which veteran actor played dual roles in the 1982 movie The Man from Snowy River?
Robert Redford?
Kirk Douglas. For 2 points each, who played the title roles in the 2012 movie Snow White and the Huntsman?
Frozen, but pass.
For 1 point each, name 5 of the dwarfs in the 1937 Disney classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Snow White today. Sneezy, Sleepy, Doc, Five. Dopey.
All right, I'm gonna give you Dopey right at the buzzer. You were correct about Sneezy, Sleepy, and Doc. The ones you didn't get were Grumpy, Happy, and Bashful. Okay. Kristen Stewart and Chris Hemsworth were Snow White and the Huntsman. And Josh Gad was the voice of the snowman Olaf in Frozen. So let's see how you did here. You got 1 for Three's Company and 4 of the Dwarves. Oh, that's only 5 points.
Frozen.
What about Frozen?
Oh, okay.
What about it?
Oh, I said it. I said it late.
I'm going to ask the judges. Did he say Frozen in there?
And I didn't get... You were asking a separate question, and he just went back and said Frozen, but he hadn't gotten back around to it.
Is that because somebody else in the car said it to you, Drew?
Possibly.
Yes.
You know what? If you say it within 60 seconds, you don't have to say it exactly at the right time. As long as you say it, you get the points. So I'm upping you from 5 to 7 points. But guess what, Drew?
Ah.
Still.
Yeah, that's right. You still get punished.
Okay.
Place for us a time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there.
He's halfway to the right note.
Hold my hand and I'll take you there.
Bring it home now, Bill.
Somehow.
Somewhere there are people who actually have talent at singing who can't get a record deal, but you can because you're Bill Murray. Drew, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thank you. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, apparently I have too much time on my hands because I'm able to call. So what?
No, I think this means you've reserved an important part of your week to play America's favorite topical trivia game. That's what you meant to say, right, Mike?
Yes, exactly right.
All right. One category left. It's called This Day in History. I suggest you choose it.
Well, what other categories are there?
This Day in History.
I'll take that one. Then.
Okay, good. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country was Muammar Gaddafi killed on this day in 2011?
Libya.
Correct. Which southern rock band lost three of its members when they were killed in a plane crash in Mississippi on this day in 1977?
Ozark Mountain Daredevils?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. In what Olympic event did Dick Fosbury win the gold in 1968 by introducing the Fosbury flop, which soon became standard among competitors?
The high jump.
Correct. What giant land acquisition by the U.S. from France was approved by the Senate on this day in 1803?
The Louisiana Purchase.
That is correct. What landmark building known for its geometric roof shells opened in Sydney, Australia on this day in 1973?
The Opera House?
It is the Sydney Opera House. And Mike, you got them all but the two-pointer. I don't know where you pulled out the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
I knew it was Lynyrd Skynyrd. I just wanted to make it close. So
Well, you know what? You were 2 points away from the clean sweep, but 13 makes you a winner. And by the way, about Dick Fosbury, he set the record in 1968 at 7'4¼", which is an amazing height. If you think about it, that's every guy you know he could jump over backwards, and that compares to the current record holder, a guy who broke it and set a new record in 1993 named Javier Sotomayor, not a member of the Supreme Court, not related to her, but that guy did 8'¼". That's 8 inches more than Dick Fosbury had done in 1968.
Wow, that's even 6 inches more than me, but hey, that's cool.
Mike, hang on. Josh will tell you how you get your prize, your choice of them, of course. And thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday, right after the 5 o'clock news. And, of course, if you miss them, they're always in the archives and podcasts on my website, harrisonline.com.